Psalm 33, verses 4 and 5 says, "For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord." Isn't that great? I love that. That's Psalm 33, verses 4 and 5. Well, happy Thursday to you. Yep, it's our normal time where we get to hang out in the week together. Friend, so good to see you. Wasn't it? Wasn't it? Now, that is a word there for you. Wasn't it a, a cold day yesterday? Oh, my. It was a cold day yesterday. I started the car in the morning yesterday around 6 a.m., 5:30, 6 o'clock, and it started. And I did one of those, "Oh, praise God, God, you are so good." You know what I'm talking about? Because it was cold yesterday. You see some of those temperatures and in Chicago, oh my. And so, it wasn't just cold yesterday, it was dangerously cold, it really was. And we canceled Bible study last night, and you just ask any pastor, they do not like canceling Bible study or any church service or whatnot, because you just don't like it. You know, there's always that one person that complains that you do cancel it, and that one person that complains that you don't cancel it. So you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. So show some grace to your pastor. All right. Hey, it's Thursday, friend. I hope you are having a good week. And thankfully, I was looking at the temperatures. It's going to be warming up. I mean, anything is warmer than it was yesterday. That's for sure. But I am so glad that you're here. And speaking of cold temperatures and outside, our friends at See You at Home will be having their One Winter Night event coming up tomorrow, where they have box dwellers really staying outside to feel what it is like to be somebody who's homeless. And it's a great fundraising event as well. Be praying for those who are going to participate in the One Wintry Night event going on tomorrow into Saturday morning as well. If you want more details on that, just visit their website at CU, that's the letters, CUathome.us, CUathome.us, or by calling 217-991-0356, 991-0356. Hey, coming up today for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio, we're going to be talking about God's perfect peace. We're also going to play some songs about his peace. We're going to take a look at some scripture about his peace as well. God's peace, that's what we're talking about today on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right after this on Great News Radio.
'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. How sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You. Precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more and more, more and more.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends today. My name is Joey Kroll. I pray that you're keeping nice and warm today. Talking about peace. Today, peace. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts." Did you hear that? Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. You know, back in the third century, there was a bishop of Carthage who wrote to his friend Donatus. He says, "It is a bad world, Donatus, an incredibly bad world. But I have discovered in the midst of it a quiet and holy people who have learned a great secret. They have found a joy which is 1,000 times better than any of the pleasures of our sinful life. They are despised and persecuted, and they care not. They have overcome the world. These people, Donatus, are Christians, and I am one of them." Friend, this is the kind of peace that we're supposed to experience as believers, the kind of peace that people notice, especially when we display it through our troubles, the kind of peace that we can attain when we're despised, when we're persecuted, when everything is chaotic around us. Yeah, it's a bad world, incredibly bad world, but we have victory in our Lord. Let's determine to trust Him today in a way like we've never before. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, and says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts." And you'll never be in need. beautiful song. It's called Perfect Peace. It's Laura Story talking about peace today. And, you know, I remember one summer afternoon a couple of years ago, we actually went to the water park. It was like 90 plus degrees. Now, that's a thought here for you in the middle of this cold winter. But and at this particular water park, there was a huge water slide. And you can climb a few flights of stairs to get to the top. And while walking up to the top with my kids, I was reminded of my fear of heights. I mean, really. I mean, the kids were bouncing up and down the stairs with every rattle and shake of the stairs, the faster my heart and anxiety went. I mean, really. My kids did not have a care in the world about how high we were going, nor about much the stairwell was shaking with a dozen kids running up at to the top. And it was a traumatic experience, that's for sure. You know, Mark chapter 10, Jesus reminds us of the importance of emulating the faith of a child. We must come to him with a faith that trusts our Heavenly Father. Just like a little child would trust his father and leave all the problems up to Daddy. It's not ignoring the problems or issues or concerns in life. It's just entrusting them to Almighty God. So when the world around you rattles and shakes, friend, you can have a peace. You can have that special peace because your trust is in the one who holds it all together.
Be still my soul. The Lord is on your side. Bear patience. The cross of grief or pain, leave to thy God to all the rest provide. In every change, he faithful will remain.
Yeah. Hey.
You know, Charles Wesley once said, I rest beneath the Almighty's shade. My griefs expire, my troubles cease. Thou, Lord, on whom my soul is stayed, will keep me still in perfect peace.
I have journeyed through the long dark night, out on the open sea. My faith sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite.
Raise the rain.
Right. Even though this ship is battered, hallelujah, the anchor holds. Amen and amen. Happy Thursday. My name is Joey Kroll. All right, I'm going to hang up my headphones and enjoy my Thursday. And friend, I hope you have a chance to go out and enjoy the rest of your day. Just remember, though, as you go out and about, that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.